for the year of Jubilee. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometime back, I remember we went to a place to, you know, that was way back, some years back, while we had the opportunity to preach the gospel in the Catholic Church. And so we went to a church and to preach, and the priest there said, the people here, he was also a believer, and today he's also baptized and said, Pray unto the Lord's glory. Amen. Hallelujah. So he said, the people here are very angry with me, because every year when there's supposed to be a Jubilee celebration, they want to burst firecrackers. They want to, you know, make sure that the Ganemela troops are called. They want to make sure that stalls are put up and people can celebrate. And they want to make sure that a procession is taken out and people have fun. And because I'm a believer and I stand by the word of God, I said nothing of that. We won't have firecrackers. We're going to have a convention. We're going to have a time that the word of God is going to be preached. And there's going to be a fire that's going to come down from heaven. And it's the fire of the Holy Spirit upon hearts that are hungry. We are not going to have the usual celebrations that we have for Jubilee, but we're going to have a very scriptural celebration of this year. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And one of those days in the evening while I was preaching, I shared on the same scripture, and that is of the year of Jubilee. And I told them, Jubilee is not when you send fried crackers. It is the time when God anoints your flesh with fresh glory.
Amen.
Amen. And let me tell you, we had a word this year in the beginning where God said, He's told us that He is giving this year unto us as the year of the redeemed. Amen. This is not going to be the year of the devil. This is not going to be the year of bondage. But this is going to be the year of the redeemed.
Amen.
Amen. You're sitting in a corner, the times are over. This is the year in which you will see the hand of God come upon your life.
Amen.
The cries of your heart when you are praying for deliverance will be seen in your life.
Amen.
This is the year of the redeemed.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You believe that this morning?
Amen.
This is the year of the redeemed.
Amen.
Where those who are redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, you're going to see the hand of God come upon you. There are marriages going to take place in this year upon believers' life. There is going to be exaltation that's going to come up. You're going to see pulpits being opened for your lives if you want to serve the Lord.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. It's the year of the redeemed. I believe that is because right from the time when Jesus died on Calvary's cross, He has opened what is called the year of Jubilee unto us. 2,000 years ago. Amen. The year of Jubilee. And the one who believes, he can walk into that blessing of that Jubilee even this morning. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Because how many of you know when you come up this morning and if you are in sin, and if you say to the Lord, I'm sorry, He forgives you right there. Amen. Amen. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses you from all sin. Right there. But the blood was sprinkled 2,000 years ago.
Amen.
Amen. But you enjoy that benefit today when you believe and when you confess your sin, you enjoy the blessing.
Hallelujah.
Healing was purchased for you 2,000 years ago.
Amen.
But if you are sick today and you believe in the Lord that by His stripes you are healed, you can walk into your healing.
Amen.
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 The same way the year of Jubilee was opened 2,000 years ago. But if you believe this morning, you can walk into the blessing.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And I'm going to give you five blessings of the Jubilee. The Jubilee year. And I pray that these blessings might be yours this morning.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory be to the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. The book of Leviticus. The book of Leviticus and the 25th chapter. The year of Jubilee was the year in the scriptures in the Old Testament where every 7 years, the seventh year was called the year. And 7 to 7 is 49 years. And after 7 Sabbath years, the 50th year would be called the year of Jubilee. Amen? And the 50th year, there were certain things to be done by the people of Israel, which God commanded for them as a blessing on the year of Jubilee. Now Jesus, starting his message in the New Testament, he is saying this is the year of Jubilee. In other words, he's opening the Jubilee year for everyone who is willing to believe in him and trust in him. Amen. And one of the first blessings that is mentioned there is in the book of Leviticus, the 25th chapter and the 23rd verse. And I want to underline that. This says here, the land shall not be sold permanently, for the land is mine. Say, the land is mine. Who is saying that? The Lord is saying, the land is
mine.
The land is
mine.
The land is
mine.
The land is
mine.
Amen. Do you know that all that you have belongs to the Lord? Amen. Amen. If you believe that, you would bring your tithe into the storehouse. It is a sign that you believe that everything that you have belongs to the Lord. It didn't come by your effort. It didn't come by your work. It came as a grace and as a gift from God. And you show that you believe that everything that you have is from the Lord by bringing your tithe into the storehouse. But that's not the message this morning. So don't be troubled. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. I never preach to your pocketbook. I preach to your hearts. Amen. Hallelujah. If you have known me over the years where I preach, I have always preached to the heart. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now it says here, the land is mine. In other words, what God is saying is, you belong to me.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. What the Lord is saying is, all that you have and your very life, it belongs to me.
Amen.
How many of you are confident this morning that your life belongs to the Lord?
Amen.
Amen. Be sure in your heart that you belong to the Lord, don't you? Amen. Hallelujah. That's your, the land, it belongs to the Lord.
Amen.
You are the Lord's own property. Amen. When I feel weak in my body, I said, devil, take your hands off this weakness, because my body belongs to the Lord. Amen. When I feel trouble in my mind, I said, Lord, in your name I take authority and I command this disturbance in my mind and your heart, because my mind belongs to the Lord. Amen. My heart is weighed down by pressure. I put my hands upon my heart and say, my heart belongs to the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. When there is a problem in the ministry, I say, this ministry belongs to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Sometimes people ask me, Pastor, what happens? What happens after you go? Hallelujah. If I go, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit will come in and take over this ministry and use it. Hallelujah. He is being the senior pastor of this ministry. Hallelujah. He is the one who is in charge of the ministry. I am only an associate pastor of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This ministry belongs to the Lord. That is why, you know, sometime back I received a prophecy. And the prophecy was this: to destroy the Joshua generation, the devil is creating another generation. But don't worry, the Lord will fight the battle. So, you know, it was about 6-7 months back, and I said, I just laughed it off. I said, who will do it? But in a couple of days back, actually, I was in a function, and a person came to me, and he was speaking with me, and he said, the director of a TV company here, he is starting a generation to destroy the Joshua generation. All the people who have gone there, he wants to make sure they come back, and nobody else goes there. So he's all using all the financial power, all the political power to destroy the Joshua generation. I laughed. I said, this belongs to the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord knows how to fight the battle. Hallelujah. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Why do I have the confidence? Because I know this belongs to the Lord. The land is mine, saith the Lord. The land is mine, saith the Lord. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. It is amazing. The land is mine, says the Lord. Now, when you look at the scriptures in the Old Testament, there is a man that we find by the name of Samson. Open with me to the 16th chapter of Judges. The 16th chapter of Judges. Now, when you read the Word of God, you will find that this man, Samson, had a very strong gifting from God. He had a strong anointing from God. He didn't lack any spiritual gift in his life. But what he lacked was what we call character. He didn't lack any spiritual gift. He didn't lack the anointing. But what he lacked was character. And so this man, what happened to him was the fact that he had a weakness for women. And you know the story. He fell into sin. And till then, he was destroying the powers of the enemy by the power of the Holy Spirit upon his life. But when he fell, the enemy wanted to have his way, or the enemy's way, in the life of Samson. What's happening? Amen. Are you here this morning?
Amen.
Come on, church.
Hallelujah.
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 The enemy wanted to have his way with Samson. And so the Bible says the enemy plucked out his eyes. You know, his head, hair was cut off, which was a sign of his consecration to the Lord. And he was taken to perform in the temple of the devil, the temple of Dagon. The Bible says in chapter 16. And no longer is this man functioning under the anointing. He's doing a performance there because the anointing has lifted up off his life. Now what's happening there at this point of time is the fact, when you look at the Word of God, many people stop with Samson's life at that point. But what you don't realize is that the land is the Lord's. Amen. And the Lord is not going to allow the devil to write the last chapter of your life.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hear me well again. The Lord is never going to allow the devil to write the last chapter of your life.
Amen.
You might have fallen in between, but the Lord will never allow the devil to write the last chapter of your life, because the land is mine, saith the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. This man Samson, why he is in the temple, he is saying a prayer. And this is the prayer. And if you look at the prayer, the 20th verse, it is only about 20 seconds that it will take for that prayer. 20 second prayer. Amen. It's good to pray. Do you know that? Even short prayers. Don't stop with short prayers. Amen. But it's good to pray. Samson prayed for 20 seconds. How many do that God answers prayer? Hallelujah. Amen. When you belong to the Lord answers your prayer. He knows every cry of your heart. Even in the watches of the night when you're crying in secret, He knows. Amen. Every struggle that you've gone through, and in the midst of those struggles when you've cried and prayed, He's heard your prayers. Amen. This is a 20 second prayer. He's just praying for 20 seconds at the most. And he's saying, Lord, anoint me once again. Oh Lord, strengthen me once again. Remember me, I pray. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. But he said something more which you shouldn't say. He said, Lord, let me die with them. How many of you know the Lord takes you very seriously when you pray? So use the right words. Amen? The first part of it was good. I was a bit many times. Lord, strengthen me once again. Anoint me once again. Hallelujah. But last part, you don't need to say that. God, finish me off with this. Amen. Now Samson prayed. And what happened? Look at this. See, he prayed and the Lord heard his prayer. And he was holding two pillars in that mighty temple of Dagon. And when he shook those pillars, the entire temple fell down. You know the story, don't you? But what you haven't realized is this. The next verse says, the 31st verse, I'm sure you wouldn't have applied that in your life, in your Bible, but look at this. And his brothers and all his father's household came down and took him and brought him up and buried him between Sora and a stone. Amen? When the temple fell down, I was looking at a book which shows the descriptions of those temples. If you look at the early architecture, it's huge structures. Massive stones. Every one of them falls on you, a crushed pyramid. Amen. You are completely destroyed pyramid. 3,000 people were killed that day in the temple. Not a single one of their body was found. Bible doesn't say it. But Samson's body was found because the land is mine, saith the Lord.
Oh,
amen. Hallelujah. The devil will never write the last chapter of your life. It will be the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Chakravaya Vishashadam in the Jesus and the Vela Bolada. But it should not be my deal.
Amen.
Come on. Come on, sir.
Hallelujah.
Everybody is crushed. Destroyed. I don't know how to recognize the body of Samson. He must have been lying there with a smile, and that's how they recognized him. Everybody is in fear. Are you with me? The 3,000 people seeing the temple fall down on them is in fear. They are agitated, scared, and panicking. But when they're looking through the stones, removing one stone on the other and looking through, they say one more line, they're smiling. God has heard my prayer. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit has anointed me once again. I'm going to go home to glory. Come on. The land is mine. Look at your neighbor and say, you belong to Jesus. Say it with faith once again. Shake hands with that person and say, you belong to Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah.
You are the Lord's. That's what we. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Don't listen to the voice of the enemy who says, hallelujah, he's got control over your life. Amen. You should stand up every day morning in faith and say, I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. My Bible says in Psalm 107, verse 2, let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Amen.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. You should stand up every day morning and say, I am redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at the second blessing, the year of Jubilee. Leviticus 25, once again. And the 10th verse. And you shall consecrate the 50th year and proclaim liberty under the world throughout all the land to all its inhabitants. It shall be a jubilee for. It shall be a jubilee for. And each of you shall return to his possession, and each of you shall return to his family. In other words, what the Lord is saying is, you shall have a release from your bondage. Amen.
Amen.
You shall have a release from your bondage. You believe that this morning?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You shall proclaim liberty, 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 liberty. That means freedom from bondage. Whatever kind of bondage. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Freedom from bondage.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. There was a woman for 13 years. She was bent over. Because there was an affliction that was upon her body, which was kept by the enemy, the devil, for 13 years. My Bible says in Luke 13. But every day of those 13 years, she would come into the church, synagogue, but nothing happened. But nothing happened until one day in that same place, Jesus showed up.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. When you come together to worship, you should say, Lord, I know you are here. Show me to my life. Touch me, Lord. One word from your mouth is enough to set me free. One word from your mouth is enough to set me free. I've seen hundreds of people who have walked into this place being free by the hand of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Some of the reasons why you keep returning back here is because you know you've been freed before and you know the Lord can do it for you again.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Jesus, when he comes, he will release you. He will give you perfect liberty. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. It's amazing. In the scriptures, you will find the Gospel of Mark chapter 3. When Jesus went into a synagogue, when Jesus came into a synagogue, till then there was no problem there. But when Jesus walked into a synagogue, something happened. What happened was that there was a man who was there with a weak hand, a withered hand. Are you with me? He was there all his life and nothing happened. But when Jesus showed up, something happened. Why was his hand weak? Because he would never lift it up to the Lord. He had a weak hand. In other words, he's guiding the ground for people to hear. This man had a weak hand. But when he lifted that hand, he got a healing. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus is here. But you need to demonstrate your faith.
Amen.
I heard what the preacher said. He might go to the church again and again and again, week after week. And he was praying for a healing and he said, those of you who have faith, come forward. He said, if somebody does not have faith, don't worry. Come here and listen to the teaching week after week. And when faith rises inside of you, then come, then I'll pray.
Hallelujah.
That's what the Lord is saying.
Hallelujah.
I am here in this place.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
If I can bless somebody else in the next week, I can do the same for you. But do you have the faith to act on my word and stretch your hand out? Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's a year of release from bondage. Amen.
Hallelujah. Can I have some wine on this? Because I don't want to strain my voice. Thank you.
Amen. Look at the same verse once again. The third blessing is mentioned there now. Of a year of jubilee. And you shall consecrate the 50th year and proclaim you worthy to walk all the land to all its inhabitants. It shall be a jubilee for you. And each of you shall return to his possession, and each of you shall return to his family. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. In other words, what the Lord is saying is, this shall be a year of restoration. Jubilee shall be a year of restoration. Amen. Why did the Lord say Jubilee shall be a year of restoration? Because there is an enemy that tries to take away that which is rightfully yours in the Lord. Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, in Revelation, the 2nd chapter, verse 25, it says, hold on to that which you have till I come. The Lord is saying, hold on to that which you have until I come.
Amen.
Why the Lord said, hold on to that which you have until I come? Because there's an enemy that is trying to steal that which is rightfully yours in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's not God who is taking away some blessing from your life. It's the enemy. So don't go frustrated at the Lord, but be in a holy anger against the enemy. Be bold in the Lord and say, I am a child of God. Restoration is my birthright in the Lord. If the enemy is stolen, I will ask the Lord to restore to me sevenfold for all that he is taken away from me.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. In the Prophet working, God will restore sevenfold back to you. You will pray for 7 hours if you used to pray for 1 hour. The anointing of God falls upon you this morning now. If you have faith in your finances, let me tell you, God is a God of restoration. I don't know whether you know the story of a man of God. Especially among the Mathoma church believers, he was a pioneer who was ministering mightily for the Lord. Before, about 30, 40 years back. And this man of God was a very poor man of God. In those times, they would serve the Lord with much sacrifice and surrender. And so he was going about serving the Lord. And all that he had was, what do you say, for that wada? I hope it is, what do you say for that? Malala? Wada? Wadakala. That's right. Amen. And hope, so when he looked at that, he said, okay, when either guy came or something, what I'll do is, I'll make sure that I sell this, and I will buy some clothes for my children. I'll buy something else for the family. And so he was looking towards that at all times because that was his property that belonged to him. And so one evening he was going out to serve the Lord, and while he was going out in the evening to preach the word of the Lord, he looked at it, it was getting ripe, you know. So he said, that evening when I come back, I should cut it and serve the Lord. I mean, I should make sure that I sell it and, you know, use that money for some of the things in my family. That evening when he came back, he put the torch aside and looked at what that was gone. Somebody had stolen it. So this man of God, he walked into his house. He said, Lord, I went to serve you. Michael, Gabriel, where were you? Well, I went to serve the Lord. And so Gabriel and Michael, that which the enemy has stolen, I wanted to go behind the enemy and make the enemy bring it back to my house tonight itself. Because I'm a child of God and restoration is my right to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And he thanked God and went off to sleep.
Amen.
Amen. The next day morning when he got up, there was a sack in front of his house, and the same banana, what you say, Akbala, was there in the sack. The enemy had got it back and kept it there. Why? Because the Lord hears your prayer. He is a God of restoration. Because everything which the enemy has stolen, you should stand in holy faith and say, that which is rightfully mine of the Lord needs to come back to me. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. One of my brothers in the ministry said, he lost his guitar. I said, praise the Lord. We don't make the enemy break. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's the guitar that is used to worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I said, a sevenfold increase back. You will have seven guitars from now on. Hallelujah. One guitar to use one day of the week. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And to worship the Lord. Do you believe that this morning?
Amen.
You believe that this morning?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jubilee is a time of restoration that was opened to us by the Lord 2,000 years ago. You can move into it by faith today. Amen.
Amen.
Open with me in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. We know this chapter. It's a powerful expression of three armies coming against the King Jehoshaphat. You know that, don't you? Amen. Three armies coming against Jehoshaphat. And what is he doing? It is amazing. What would you do when three armies coming against you? You would look for power. You would look for people with influence. You would look for the best equipment for your army. You would enforce your army once again. But Psalms 20 says, some may trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will trust in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Why? Because the horses will grow tired after some time. Chariots will break away after some time. But the Lord will never grow tired of you. Hallelujah. He will never let you down halfway through. When the battle begins, he will stand with you and see that you are on the victorious side to the end.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Jehoshaphat is praying and saying, Lord, there are three armies that are coming against me. And immediately the Lord's voice is coming through a lady priest. The anointing falls upon him and he says, consecrate a fast. Let my people seek my face and worship me. And then I will take care of your enemies.
Amen.
It's a good thing to do. When you find that you are in the heat of battle, when things are not going the way that it's supposed to go, when you think the enemy is against you, let me say this is the thing that you need to do. You need to humble your soul and say, I am going to fast and seek the face of God. I am going to wait in the presence of God till the breakthrough comes. I am going to see the hand of God function for me and destroy the works of the enemy in my life. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He prayed. Amen. He prayed. You know that, don't you? He called in the musicians. What an amazing thing to do. A king to do that. Call the musicians. Let's start the worship. Start the worship. And what happened? We know the story. The 20th chapter and verse 22. And it says, while they were worshipping the Lord, saying, praise the Lord for His mercy and grace forever. And when they began to sing, are you with me? Now when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambitions against the people of Ammon, Moab and Mount Seir. And they were defeated. Who said? Who said? The Lord said. The Lord said ambitions. Amen? The Lord said. Okay, man, then. That word Lord actually means an angel. Are you with me? Amen. There's something that happens when you begin to worship the Lord. The angels of God go into action on behalf of you. Amen. Three armies coming against you. You need to seek the face of God and worship the Lord. While they began to worship the Lord, the angels of God began to move into place. In the book of Isaiah, the 30th chapter, speaks about one angel that did a small ministry one time. 185,000 people died on the opposition. One angel did a small ministry. He had 1 hour to minister. And he'd make a breakthrough for the people of Israel. One ministry for the people of Israel. 185,000 people of the enemies fell down dead. അങ്ങനെയെങ്കിൽ ഹല്ലേലൂയ്യ when the Lord's angels begin to move on behalf of you while you worship the Lord, let me say, anything that comes against you will be broken and destroyed by the anointing oil. The glory of God will move on behalf of you. That's the way that you rejoice in the Lord and come back into life in the glory of God. That's the way you come back. You say, Lord, I take my stand. I'm going to worship you. I'm going to set my face towards you. And I'm going to worship you. If there's worship in your house, the angels of God will be around your house. Hallelujah. No evil will come near there. മന്ദനമാണ് പോരാട്ടമാണ് മന്ദനം ചെയ്യുന്നത് പറഞ്ഞ് വിളിച്ചിരിക്കുന്നത് ഈ ദൈവത്തെ ആരാധിച്ചാൽ വീട് നിൽക്കണം. Come on. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. This is what I want to say. The angels began to move for them. And what happened? The people of Israel didn't have to fight the battle. But the 25th verse, this is what I want to highlight. The people of Israel won the battle. All the three enemies that came against them were destroyed. And the 25th verse says, they had to gather together the precious jewels and the abundance of animals from the enemy, and they could carry it away because there was so much. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Amen? Amen? Did you hear that? There was more of precious things in jewelry and gold and things that they could keep because of that battle that took place in their lives. What am I trying to tell you? Certain things which the enemy turns to your life to do you harm, God will turn it out for your good. He will make sure more than you have lost, you have gained. There is the battles that you have gone in life. More than you have lost, you have gained. There is much more precious things need to come into your life because of those battles. Amen. Hallelujah. അങ്ങനെയാണെങ്കിൽ ചില പോരാട്ടമൊക്കെ നല്ലതാണ്. അങ്ങനെയാണെങ്കിൽ ചില സ്ട്രഗിൾ ഒക്കെ നല്ലതാണ്. സ്ട്രഗിൾ അറിയേ അറിയാൻ പറയുന്നു. സ്ട്രഗിളിന്റെ മധ്യ കഥാണ് ഞാൻ ആരംഭിച്ചു. Amen. As long as you are alive, as long as Jesus takes time to come back and take his church, there will be struggles. There will be warfare. But hallelujah, as you worship the Lord, let me tell you, you will only stand to gain more than to lose. Amen. You hear that? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The enemy comes to steal, but God will make sure that there is restoration. There is much more than you can carry. In the Tirichu Kovambol, if you were in a battle when you came in here, let me say there is much more that you can carry out of here than that you have lost in your life. The grace of God will reach out to you. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The third principle of Jubilee is the fact that it is a time of restoration. It's a time of? A time of? Amen. Hallelujah. Look at somebody in the eye and say, you're going to be restored. Hallelujah. You're going to be restored. The fourth blessing is this. The same verse again, 25 and verse 10, Leviticus. Each of you shall return to his possession, and each of you shall return to his family. Amen. Each of you shall return to his family. That is a reunion. Amen. See, it's the devil's lie that says, Kathavi Vatranaki family has a prayer. No, 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 no. No. It is your right in the Lord that your family shall be joined up together with you in worship here. Hallelujah. Worship the Lord. We can't compromise here. He was in the middle of power. Your promise, your word declares, family shall be joined together. I want my husband to worship you together with me here, Lord. I want my children to worship together with me, Lord. I want my parents to worship together with me, Lord. In the name of the Lord, I promise it to the Lord. Let me tell you, the God who honors his covenant will honor your prayer and answer and send his deliverance across your family.
Amen.
You will make sure that the families come together. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. You see my elder brother preaching here. Almost all my family members are in the Lord. But when I came to the Lord, they were not. We were sleeping in the same room. In the night I would pray in tongues and they would get to pray on the other side of the bed. When I had watched the night, I would get up and go in tongues and they would get it taken. But hallelujah, now we all go in tongues. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Family shall be joined together. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Your husband will come together with you here to worship the Lord. Will you believe that this morning? Let's say my family belongs to the Lord. My family belongs to the Lord. Why you talk about me? Hallelujah. Why you talk about me? My family belongs to the Lord. My family belongs to the Lord. My children belong to the Lord. My parents belong to the Lord. My wife belongs to the Lord. My husband belongs to the Lord. Hallelujah. Say it with confidence. Say it with faith this morning. This is the year of Jubilee. The blessing of Jubilee of your life in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. That's the lesson. One more word. 25th chapter, verse 4 and 5. So the word Jubilee means, or Jubilee means actually joy. In other words, what God is saying is, you will have joy. Amen. Life won't be a big drag anymore. Do you believe that? Amen. Hallelujah. Is not the devil a liar? Does he not whisper to your mind saying, if you come to the Lord, you will lose all joy? Let me say to you, you will not lose any joy at all. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The devil is a liar. Have you looked at your life? You have only stood in joy after you come to the Lord. Let not the devil deceive you. You try going back from the Lord and see there is joy there in the world. You will find there is absolutely nothing. Hallelujah. The prodigal son went away from the father's house thinking there is joy in the world. He spent his time with all kind of living. But he found there was no joy. But he got up and he went back home. Hallelujah. And when he came back, the father took him back. When the elder son came, he says, what is the sound of merrymaking that I hear in the house? In the father's house there is merrymaking. Hallelujah. In the Father's house there is joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't go to churches where everybody's face look like they have just been in the graveyard. God didn't anoint you with lemon juice. Don't look bitter. Amen. Hallelujah. Have the joy of the Spirit in your heart. Amen. Hallelujah. Go to a church where the pastor is as pleasing as me. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Joy. That's the word Jubilee. Jubilee. Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Last one. It's 25, 5 and 6. 4 and 5, sorry. But in the seventh year, there shall be a Sabbath, a solemn rest for the land. Sabbath to the field, Lord. You shall neither sow your field nor prune your vineyard. Unlike the word rest. It's a time of rest. It's never been a place. It's a time of rest. Amen. Somebody came to me one day and said, I am the restless.
He said, then the Lord is not your shepherd. No, because the Bible says that the Lord is your shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leads me beside still waters. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We have problems all around, but you should have rest inside. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's close our eyes and pray this morning.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.